Who knows?
But it is nice.
Yeah.
So, although I think they're also extending all the miles that you don't lose them.
Right. I hear that also. That's only fair. You worked hard for the miles. Okay. So we're in the middle of Shava Kesef, Kikesef, right? And it's also very, very apropos because there's been a lot of discussion about what the how the markets are going to do. So we're actually kind of going to talk about markets, although not entirely. But there will be some markets involved. Wait, we did this. We did this. We did this. We did this. No, we didn't do this. Where are we up to? I'm very confused. We did this. Did we do the Toast Rush? We did the Toast Rush, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. We're up to the Ramban, maybe. I think we're up to the Ramban, but I'm actually going to switch it a little bit. We're going to start with the Rajba. Okay. Okay. So let's do a quick recap. What we saw so far was as follows, right? Tosfos wanted a makor for everything. Tosfos was like, everything needs a makor, right? If it exists, it's got to have a makor. If you want to use Shava Kesef for it, you got to prove it to me. That was Tosfos' approach. Tosfos Rush said, I need one makor that tells me Shava Kesef, Kikesef. Once that's true, I'm pretty much happy. I don't really need any more makoros. And one of the things that was interesting was that, like, what's the havamina that Evre to Ivri and like Nezek would be different? So Tosfos' havamina went in both directions. Said, oh, maybe we'll be nice to an Eved who wants to buy himself off, and we will make it easier and let him use Shava Kesef. Or will Dafka be machmir on the Mazik, right? And therefore will Dafka make it harder for the Mazik, right? So those two havaminas really see it as like, oh, we can let you have an easy path. We can, make you have the tougher path, right? It sees them as, potentially two different things, right? There's definitely a measure of similarity between them. But ultimately, right, we could go one way, we could go the other way, and we'd be determined, let's say, by whatever factors would make us want to be machmir or mekelani, right? The Tosfos Rush thought the havamina is only of like a specific din within tashlumei nezek that you about metav, which is what that by nezek is not good enough to provide such ample monetary compensation for his financial loss, but what you need to do is essentially replace his object. So you can replace it physically, you can replace it financially, right? You can provide him sufficient funds to go on Amazon and buy it himself. But what then you need to do is give him metav. You need to give him something that he can use to buy things on Amazon, right? So I might have thought that Shava Kesef is too difficult, or is too many steps removed from being able to go onto Amazon and buying something with it in order to actually use, right? The point though of the Tosfos Rush is not that we think that Shava Kesef is not Kikesef by Eved Ivri or by Nezikin. Our assumption or our discussion would be what is Shava Kesef, which already we know is Kikesef, is that going to be also considered a global currency? Right? Is that going to be considered, a good, easily used currency, right? But it's about its market viability and not about whether or not Shava Kesef is Kikesef. Okay? Now that was very important because even though the Tosfos and Tosfos Rush both wanted a makor, right? And both sounds very similar, the difference between wanting one makor and wanting many, right? And the difference between having a havamina that, oh yeah, Dafka would want me let you do Shava Kesef, we Dafka won't let you do Shava Kesef, back and forth, emphasizes, at least according to Tosfos, that we really see them as different, right? And in many cases, Kesef and Shava Kesef are both effective. And in some cases, though, maybe Shava Kesef is not going to be effective. Right? We have these two things, they're similar. Sometimes both of them will work, but not necessarily always. Right, and there are many reasons why we would tell you that you can't use both. Right, you nafka use dafka kesef. For the Tosfos Rush, there's one makor. Right, he just wants to know, is shava kesef kikesef? Right, the bechol duchta yalfina meved ivri, the rabbi beikras shava kesef kikesef, v'huhan dinami bechol duchta diksiv be kesef. Whenever it says kesef, that includes shava kesef. Right? I didn't know that automatically, Right? I didn't know that misvara, but once the Torah told it to me, right, I know that across the board. V'hadi itzach klalu pradu klal gabe pidyon haben ve'kdeishos lo l'rabu shavakasef. I don't need anything to teach me shavakasef, because already I know that shavakasef equals kasef. What do I need, right? What I need that for in those particular cases, l'mai kakos v'sharos v'chulei. Right, but that's a separate issue. That's an independent issue. Right? Now, why that's so important is because even though Tosfos was so similar to the, and Tosfos Rosh were so similar, the difference is that for Tosfos, really, Shava Kesef is not Kesef. And for the Tosfos Rosh, the Torah needed to tell me that Shava Kesef is Kesef, but now that it told me that, Shava Kesef is Kesef. And I can just apply that across the board, always. Right? Which means that essentially they're the same thing. Right? Or in Halacha's eyes, they do the same thing. Okay? And that's going to be very very important. Right? What? How could you be, like, say, potentially more extreme than the Tosfos Rosh? Tosfos Rosh said, I need one makor, but once I know that, I know Shava Kesef Kekasef. If I said, oh, you know, can you pay for, you know, let's say you have a debt. Can you pay for it with Shava Kesef, right? So we were going back and forth. So maybe, right, do I need a makor for it? Maybe not, right? Maybe I can just say, yeah, Shava Kesef is Kesef. If I could pay for it in dollars, can I pay for it in yen? Yeah, right? If I could pay for it in yen in America, you know, can I do that in America? Maybe I'll say, yeah. You know, can I pay for it in ingots of solid gold? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe I really can. Right. I think it's easy to sort of go back and forth on that one. Maybe misvara, I can just say, shava kesef, kekesef. Okay. Now, the Rajba says that. We're going to see a few different shitos and how you formulate that, okay? And I think that's also going to be important to notice those nuances. All right? So the Rajba says, bidinar b'shavadinar. Right? Yish makshim kidushe kesef mehecha mediksev kesef asad. Emkei nema kesef davka. Vim tamar shavah kesef b'chal kesef leise. Dagabe evad evri yitzruch tana l'rabos shavah kesef. Kedetanya yashav l'gulato l'rabos shavah kesef kekesef. Vim tamar minei gamrinan l'chol makom. Shenemar kesef. D'shavah kesef kekesef. Even if you're using bran, right, which is definitely not the most kishmak shava kesef there is. Like, someone gives you like a giant bag of bran. Oh, I just switched. Even then, actually, you know, tap it and then PowerPoint switches.
Well, you know, I guess if you make yourself more regular, then it might be a worthwhile trade.
Yeah. So he says, Yishlam, I can't become makom shenemar kesef gabe kinyan, shave kesef bichlal kesef, kivan dahan nicha lehu bahachi. Right? So he says, kol makom shenemar kesef gabe kinyan, shave kesef kekesef. Why? Dahan nicha lehu bahachi, right? What's the whole point of if you sell something and you're giving the other person stuff, right, as payment? Then, and the guy accepts it, so he accepted it, right? So he's happy with it. He's accepting it as payment. If he accepts it as paid in full, so then, you know, so what's the problem? Why shouldn't it count as kasef? But what's interesting, right? The emphasis is on by kinyan, where they both agree to it, so then it's nichalahu and says, okay, sure. They got to be giran kasef deved v'chule. Right? V'kashala, ha'amrina, come on. Hay tivua v'kelim. Hechi dami ilim with the log makni luhu b'klau yashiv amarachman adar b'shav v'kasef k'kasef. Ama af b'kinyin et zricha l'arbu yeshav v'kasef k'kasef. Yishlam arhasam l'ravcha demilsa. There's no right by kinyin, you never need to teach me shav v'kasef k'kasef. Okay? Why? Why dafka by kinyin d'nicha luhu? Is that going to be good enough? So the Rajba is saying, you know, Misvara by Kinyanim, I know, Shava Kasef Kikasef. Right, but what else? Why Dafka Kinyan? It says, D'nichalu b'achi, because the other guy wants it. So I think, right, for the Rajba, he's saying, by Kinyan, what do we really care about? Right, we care that the guy, you're getting the
tradable item.
Exactly. You're getting more than the tradable item, the value that you want to get in return, your compensation, right? That you've been paid in full. If the other guy is accepting this as paid in full, so why should we care whether it's coins or it's Shava Kesef, right? He accepted it as payment, right? So on the one hand, that's okay, right? Makes a lot of sense. If we're talking about payment and does Shava Kesef work as payment and the other person accepts it as payment, you know, why not? Right, it's perfect. Right? In the field of Kinyanim, that makes perfect sense. Right? What's the potential downfall of that? That makes a lot of sense when we're dealing with Kinyanim, right? And the Rajba emphasizes, oh, but Gabi Kinyan. But who says, right, that Shava Kesef Kekesef by something like Kiddushin or in other areas? Right? Because if Shava Kesef is Kekesef in other areas, right, that's not necessarily because you're receiving payment. Right, that you're accepting it as payment in full. Like, let's say Eved Ivri, the Adon's not accepting it as payment in full, right? It's being forced on him. What about Kiddushin, right? There's no payment going on by Kiddushin. So, right, Shava Kesef Kekesef by Kiddushin can't be because, oh, he's accepted it as payment in full. There's no payment, right? There's no transfer of value or there's no compensatory value going on. Right, so the Rajba's Svara is that in certain fields it's obvious, in other fields it's not obvious at all, right? And you need a riboy, because in Kinyan it's about compensatory payment, and here he says, oh, you know, payment received in full, but by Kiddushin it wouldn't be obvious. The Meiri, however, right, has a slightly different formulation, which I think is very significant. V'in sorech l'troach mehichan yatzalanu min ha-mikra liyo shave kesef kikas. He says, oh. And you're going to ask, like, where do we know Shava Kesef Kekesef? He says, you know, don't be bothered, right? Because shelo hutzruchu lahavia min hamikra ela bedivarim shaha poreya Shava Kesef al karcho shel mekabel. He says, you only need to prove that Shava Kesef Kekesef when the other person is jumping up and down and saying, like, I want real money. If you're accepting the Shava Kesef, then clearly, right, it's Kekesef. Very similar to the Rajba, I think there's an important, very important difference.
Well, it seems like he's bringing back in the subjectivity that we could have discussed by Khalifin, we were like, what? That's oh no, we have to bring back that whole discussion. Not oh no, but
bring back. It's not like Khalifin necessarily, but in the right direction of the subjectivity, right? The Rajba said, oh, it depends on what field, right? What category we're talking about. We're talking about Kinyan or we're talking about something else. The Meiri says it depends on the Mekabel, right? On the person who's getting it. In cases where the person who's accepting it has accepted it, right, willingly, right, including Kiddushin. So of course it's Kol Shehi Mekabeles Shava Kesef Harehu Kikesef. If you accept Shava Kesef, it's like it's Kesef, right? It's not that it's as effective, right? Gabe Kinyan Shava Kesef is Bichlal Kesef. The Rajba is saying that categorically, by Kinyanim, Kesef is included, Shava Kesef is included in the rubric of Kesef. For the Meiri, he's saying if you accept it, then Harehu Kekesef, then it is like it's Kesef. Right? As Rachel's pointing out, just like we were talking a lot about by Chilipin, where it creates this sort of, you know, subjective value. So here we're actually talking about things of real value. But again, we're focusing on according to the Meiri, on the person who's receiving and how they perceive it. So why would that matter? I think the Rajba's arguing there's a chakira between Kinyan, where we care about receiving payment, and other areas where we might need something formal, right? By Kiddushin, you need Kiddushin Kesef. It's a formal process. It's a formal kinyan. It's about, right? It's a formal interaction between them. So you might actually require real coinage, right? When it comes to kinyan, we just want value so that you can have payment and compensation. The Meiri says, it matters whether or not the person who's on the receiving end has seen it and looked at it and said, oh, thank you so much. This is great. Why? Because when they look at it and they accept it, hare hu kikesef. It is now like kesef. It is kesef. How does that work? So let's say like this. Let's say I go to a pizza shop in New York and I bring them a stack of yen, right? Lots of yen. And I say, I'd like a slice of pizza, please. Right?
Won't let you pay for pizza.
He won't let you pay for pizza with yen, right? Now, let's say the guy at the counter, though, let's say I'm in Israel and I do the same thing just with dollars.
Right? The guy will accept the dollars.
He will accept it with open arms.
Exactly. You'll accept it, even though it's not the local currency. But why?
Because it's a recognized currency everywhere.
Okay. I mean, the yen is also a global currency.
But in a sense, it's considered like the top sort of form of payment.
Okay, good. Right? Let's say I'm in, let's say I go to the pizza shop in New York with a stack of yen. And the owner of the store is like a nice elderly Japanese man who actually knows what yen are, unlike most New Yorkers probably. And he's like, you're offering me like an extra, and I'm like, I'll give you like an extra, an extra 50% because I only have yen on me. And the guy looks at me and is like, great, I'll take it, right? You're paying me an extra 50%. I'll just go to the bank and deposit it. And then I'll just have more money in my account. Why does it work? Or let's say the guy is a regular guy and he's just smart. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can process that. I'll just take the extra 50%, right, and deposit it. What's he doing in his head? And what's the Israeli falafel guy doing in his head when you give him dollars?
Converting it to the local currency.
Exactly. Bingo. He's converting it, right? It's not that you're paying for it in yen. You're paying for it in dollars, right? He's accepting these yen, in conversion to dollars, and he's taking a fee for it, right? But ultimately, I'm really paying him in shekel. If I'm in the Israeli falafel stand, I'm just paying more shekel than I should be paying. And then, in yen in New York, I'm paying in dollars, right? He's just converting it for me. And he'll probably take a fee for that. But ultimately, he's just converting one currency into another. The Meiri, unlike the Rajba, right, is saying that the person is just, he's converting it. If you go to the person and they look at, your bag of gold and says, yeah, I'll take that, right? So he's converting that gold into shekel or into dollars. So Shava Kesef is obviously Kesef. Of course I can buy, right? Anything that I can do with Kesef, I can do with Shava Kesef if the other person is on board with it because they're converting it into Kesef. So it's not that I'm, right? Tosfos was very into the idea that Shava Kesef is Shava Kesef, right? And often Shava Kesef is effective, right? It's value. Kesef is coinage. And value is effective for a lot of things, right? But it's distinct. The Rush says basically what? That coinage is just another form of value. Really what we accept in like one case, right? It's like Pidyon Maaser Sheni or something, right? But otherwise, what the Torah really is talking about when it says Kesef is value. So we always can say Shava Kesef Kikesef because what we care about in coinage is really its representation of value. So obviously things with real value, because they're actually commodities, are also have value. So of course Shava Kesef Kikesef, once the Torah told me that, I needed to tell you that what I really care about by coinage is its value. And then I could say, oh, well, commodities can also be used for their value, right? But once I know that, so great. Shava Kesef and Kesef are the same because they're both trying to give me value, right? Tosa said, no, value l'chud, coinage l'chud. Sometimes you could use either one, but they're different. Tosfos Rashi says, I always just want value. Coinage is just a very efficient way to give me value. The Torah needed to tell me that, but now I know. The Rashba is saying, there's coinage, there's value. They're different. But by kinyanim, I really just care about value. By other fields, I might need coinage. The Meiri is saying, I'm really trying to get coinage here. I'm really trying to get money as a, you know, as a concept. But I can convert value. I could convert a commodity into a currency right away. All I need is my head calculator, right? But in order to use the head calculator, what do you need? Lo hutzachu lahavi min hamikra ela bedvarim shaporea porea shavakesef al karchel shel mekabel. I need a pasuk to tell me, right, that I can pay in a different currency. I can pay in yen even when the guy says, no, I want dollars, right? I don't know, let's say you're in England and you're trying to use the euro, and they're like, and the store owner's like, no, I only accept the pound, you know? And that's like, it was before Brexit, so like legally, like the euro was also, I don't know if that's really true, but like, you know, the euro was still toke, had kifas like legally, so you're like, well, tough luck, buddy, I'm giving you euro and you're going to take it because it's legal tender and you're obligated to take it, right? Just like with my Ninu, if I were to give you pennies, even if I had to pay you $1,000 and I gave you, right, 100,000 pennies, you know, that would be perfectly legal, even if you refuse to accept it, right? So that's a chiddush, right, that it's considered legal tender. But isha v'sad she'in hanosim rashai litin lakor kinyasam ela midas hamekabel pashutu shekosher hi mekabel shav kesef rayu kekesef. If you accept the Sheva Kesef as if it was Kesef, so you've converted it into currency, right? It's like on Amazon when you pay in shekel and it automatically converts, you know, to dollars, right? And it'll charge you a little fee, but at the end of the day, bam, you know, you're done. You got it, right? So for the Meiri, it's not that, oh, it depends on the fields. It's just that people automatically can convert Sheva Kesef into Kesef. The chiddush is that you could, you know, maybe have that conversion happen automatically, right? You go, the guy says, oh, I want you to pay me in shekel. And the guy, you say, well, I only have an American credit card. And the guy says, well, you got to pay me in shekel. And then he, you know, you go to swipe your card, right? And then the credit card company automatically converts it. So at the end of the day, right, you only have dollars with you, but even bal korcho, you know, can be considered to have converted. That's a chiddush though. Right? You know, the credit card company needs to do that. But in general, if the guy accepts that you will pay him in dollars, that's fine, right? He's converting it in his head to shekel. Great. So he's converting it. So for the Meiri, it's conversion, right? It's not like a chiddush of different fields need different things. It's just that you could convert from value into kesef. Okay. And this, the Ramban, he says, you know, he brings up the Meiri, right, and the Rashba. But then he says, really, b'chol makom shenemar kesef stam, shav kesef b'chlal. V'zen ne'er li'yoser min rishonim. And he says you don't need a pasuk. And then he says, you know, I just think that just across the board, al pi svara, the shav kesef is kekesef. And you just never need... you don't need a pasuk, and you don't need to say that there's conversion like the Meiri, or that it's dependent on the field of Kenyan. You know, just always true. So I think according to the Ramban, he's saying, look, coins are great, right? But at the end of the day, it's just a way of assigning value. So there's no reason why commodities should be less valuable than coinage. Coinage might be more efficient, it might be more convenient, right? But coinage is essentially the abstraction of value, right? So why should things with actual value be worse off than things with only attributed value, fiat value? Why should fiat value be better than genuine value, right? If a dollar bill is a representation of $1 worth of goods in the American economy, then why isn't $1 worth of goods in the American economy, you know, going to be just as effective? Right? It's not a bad assumption, right? The question is, again, we are very used to the idea of a legal concept of legal tender, right? Where the money is actually, you know, even more valuable than the object because, you know, the money is actual, like, pristine conceptual value, and we're very brisker. So something that's like pristine and conceptual is like way better than like a balabatish, like actual cow. Like, why have an actual cow when you can have a pristine conceptual cow, right? So the same thing is true. Like, why have, you know, an actual product when you can have the abstract conceptual value of the product, right? But other people, for some reason, I don't know, you know, might be Tauzers or, I don't know, other yeshivos, Rahman al-Tzlan, who think that, you know, like, oh, like a good, like practical explanation, like a cow in the pen is better than a cow in the bank, right? Because you can milk a cow in the pen and you can't really milk the cow in the bank. Some people say that the bank milks you if you go to the bank because of all the fees, right? So then I think that might be what the Ramban is going for. In which case, right, we have, you know, if we're looking at from the makor perspective, so, you know, the Tosfos says you always need a makor, and the Tosfos Rosh says you only need one makor. While in the Baalei HaTosfos, they say, oh, you know, you don't need a makor because, like, you could figure out misvara. But the Rajma says it depends on the tchum and the mi'iri and the Ramban say, oh, really, in general, you know it across the board. But I think, you know, for the Rosh, it's, you know, his vort is kesef is shava kesef, right? Because we just really care about the value. And that's what the Torah is telling us, right? And there's an interesting tshuva of the Rosh where he says that what can you do? It's a certain like cloak, you know, and the cloak gets lost. So you can't be mekayim the tanai. So he says, oh, davka kamar afal gav de bekula tamuda kaimelon shava kesef kekesef. Shani hasam de lutsurika mechavein. There, you can't fulfill the tanai if the cloak gets lost because he really just wants to make her life hard. So he really means this cloak, right? Umash manami, the shavakli is kli. So the Rosh in that tshuva sounds like if you, in general, in a normal case, if someone were to make such a tanai, instead of giving them the object, you could give them the monetary value. Right? It's one thing to say, if you're talking about conversion, then I could convert an object into a currency, right? But what I can't do is the opposite, right? I can't say, oh, instead of giving you the object, I'll just give you money, right? If you specified the object, right? I mean, it's one thing to say that you could give an object in lieu of money, right? Because the object has value and you can convert the object into the money, right? Because then you're going from, right, something specific that has value, and then you can make it, you could generalize it. Here, the Rosh is saying you could also do the opposite because Sheva Kesef and Kesef are the same. They're equal, right? They're interchangeable. So just like if Kesef is Sheva Kesef also, right? Money and value and value and money and money and value and value and money are the same. So objects are their value and value are their objects and objects are their value and value are objects and money is value and value is object and objects have value. So they are money, right? So if I need to give you an object, I could give you its monetary equivalent. And if I need to give you a monetary equivalent, I could give you an object. Because kesef is shava kesef. So shava kli is kikli. Instead of giving you the cloak, I could just give you $100, right? Now that's not so intuitive, right? And that's exactly why the Rosh thinks you need Gzeres HaKasav to make this equation. But for the Rosh, he's saying, look, all these things, right? Value and Kalim and Kesef are all interchangeable because they're all just things of value, right? Now, but you definitely need Gzeres HaKasav for that. Okay. Okay. So the I just want to, you know, where's my, I had a good chart here. Yeah, just this Ramban, this Ran, also just in the Ran here has like a very similar option to the Miri. that if she's misratzitz bedavar v'nichala b'shava kesef, lo tzarach kar l'rabuye misvara islan, because misvara islan, dechol kehai gavna, if you want, if you accept, shava kesef is kekesef. Right? Right, and like by a miknesh, shnehem misratzim b'davar misvara pshito on the shava kesef kekesef. Right? If both people want it, so then it basically converts. So the Avin Miluim himself basically says that explicitly, like a few times in that piece that I sent you. So it has a bunch of interesting nafkaminas, but he really likes the approach that shava kesef, lin shava kesef hechad misrata isha b'shava kesef haynu kesef. If you want it, if you accept it, then it is kesef. What's that mean? It means that, as Moshe said, it converted. Right? Haynu da'avo gav de pachas mishava pruta lo mahani, ritzu dida, haynu mishav de lo mikri mamon. If she accepts pachas mishava pruta, that's not gonna, it doesn't turn it into mamon because it's not mamon, right? But about shave kesef, kol shemiruta bekach, have leki kesef mamish. If she accepts it, then it is like money mamish. Why? Because it converted into money, right? It's a currency converter. He thinks the Rashi thinks that also. I don't think so. He said, you know, they all say you don't need a pasuk. So he says, why not? Because midas mekabel mimela havalei kesef mamish. Once the other person accepts, it converts directly into kesef. So it's not that I'm using shava kesef, right? Meaning, according to the Rosh, you're using shava kesef, but shava kesef is kekesef. According to Tosfos, shava kesef is not like kesef, but the Torah told you that in some cases you're allowed to use it too. According to what Avinu Miluim is talking about, it's not that shava kesef converts to kesef. So we're still using kesef, not shava kesef. You can't use shava kesef, not allowed, right? But you can convert it into kesef. Okay? And that's like a big difference, because ultimately, are we talking about using kesef, or are we talking about using shava kesef? Nafka mina for kiddushin also is, what's going on by kiddushin? If we're talking about the shava kesef converts or is kesef, so then I can say, okay, right? Kiddushi kesef with shava kesef is just kesef. But if we're talking about something that, right? So the Avinu Miluim says, once she accepts it, it converts into kesef, and now it is kesef. So it's just a regular kiddushi kesef. If you think that it doesn't convert, right? Like, let's say the Rashba. The Rashba thinks that shava kesef is value, right? And by kiddushin, you need a pasuk to tell me that it works, right? By kinyanim, you don't, because it's value. Value is great, but by who says that, you know, it works by other cases, right? Who says it works by kiddushin? Because kiddushin is not about value. Kiddushin is about, right, the formal ma'isikinyan. So maybe you need formal money. Right? So Avinu Miluim says, I get around that because kol demidaito havale kesef mamish. But I don't think that's what the Rashba is saying. And I don't think that's also necessarily what, let's say, the Ramban is saying. Okay? So just across the board here, right? Tosfos and the Rashba are saying that shava kesef is not kesef. Tosfos says, because you always need a makor to tell me that you could use shava kesef. The Rashba says it depends on the field. Some fields just care about value anyway, like Kenyan, right? So shava kesef is great, right? But in places where you need actual money, you need a makor that shava kesef can be used, right? The Meiri, the Ran, the Avinu Miluim are into this idea that it converts to kesef. So shava kesef isn't kesef, right? But you can convert it into kesef very easily, almost automatically, right? And the Rush and the Ramban basically seem to say that, you know, shava kesef is kesef, right? Why? So the Rush says, well, that's what the Torah told me, right? That they're the same. It's all about the value. I think the Ramban is a little bit different. The Ramban saying that kesef is just symbolic value anyway. So why shouldn't it always work? I think. Right? I think the Rush is saying that, you know, kesef has value, shava kesef has value, and the Torah is telling me that I can always, that what I really use the kesef for anyway is to achieve value. Right? But for him, that's a big chiddush. And it's a chiddush that you could always treat everything as its value. Right? Because who says that an object, a commodity, is a thing of value. It has value, but it's wheat. It is a cloak, right? The Rush says, oh, the Torah's machadesh, that, yeah, you can always treat all commodities as, you know, as their value, as a financial instrument. In which case, you could do the reverse and say, shaveh kli is kikli. And instead of giving you the cloak, I could just give you money, right? So you have the option of it's shaveh kesef and kesef are different, but, you know, it depends on, you know, what you're trying to do. Or it's, you know, converse to kesef. Or, no, they're really the same thing, okay? If it's not kesef, right, or if it converts to kesef, so what do we say about kiddushin, okay? So, first of all, just interesting nafkaminas, right? Let's say the other person doesn't want to accept the conversion, right, the shaveh kesef. Is it going to work, right? The more that I say that it's a conversion, the more I'm going to be in trouble, right? The more that I think that it, you know, shaveh kesef either is kesef or it's equally powerful, then pashas, it should be fine. But let's say you made a tnai, a formal condition. So if it's formally kesef, if it's shaveh kesef is kesef, so it should be work. It should work, right? I said I'd give you $100. I gave you $100 worth of wheat. So I gave you $100, shaveh kesef kesef. Or do I say no, right? It can be converted. So maybe yes, maybe no, because I could it could be converted, but it isn't actually the same thing. That's like sort of on the line. Or if I say there are two separate things, like tosvos, just sometimes one, sometimes the other, right? Sometimes both are effective. So if I made a tanai for that, I'll give it to you, and I'll say I'll give you $100, and then maybe I really need to give you $100, and shaveh kesef isn't good enough because I made a tanai that I'd give you $100, right? So I think according to tosvos, you'd be in trouble there. Okay, and that's really the back and forth in the Avnei Miluim with the Maharid and the Beis Shmuel. You know, in a Tanai, can't you say that shaveh kesef is kikesef? And I think that's really dependent on this question. Okay, does the reverse hold true? Right, the Avnei Miluim says, of course not. Right, because you can convert the object into money. Who says that you can just reverse the process? And the Rush says, yeah, because the whole thing is that money and value and objects of value and currency are all interchangeable mediums of value. And is there a preference for kesef? The Avnei Miluim says that if you actually have cash on hand, then you'd be obligated to give them the cash, right? Because you can automatically convert something, but since you already have it, maybe you don't really have like the right to force conversion, right? Meaning you have to say you have, you know, you don't have the money. Can you go and, you know, and say, okay, I don't have the money, so here's shaveh kesef. Say, you have the money in the bank. I don't want to have to convert it for you, right? I think that makes sense, you know. There's like a measure of like, you know, you can, if there's something where you, this is the money that you have on hand is commodities. So maybe we can, you know, force you to accept and convert. But, you know, I don't know. Let's say you think like, oh, there are two, I don't know, like in Israel. So in general, they like put out forms in English, Hebrew, and Arabic, right? But they always say like, oh, one of them is dominant over the others, right? The, you know, in cases of contradiction, the Hebrew language form is the one that determines, right? So is that like the same sort of idea that, you know, you're right that we can convert and translate from one to the other, but if you don't need one or the other, if you're fluent in all of them and you have the availability of all of them, then one of them is controlling. Okay.
Sort of like the dollar in a way.
Yeah. Like if you're in America and you have the dollars, you know, maybe if you're like, you know, you come and you're like, shoot, like I don't have any dollars, you know, I'm starving. I'm willing to pay you for this, you know, I don't know, for this food with whatever, when some other except euro, that like they'll have to do it. But if they see that you have dollars in your pocket, they're not going to accept it, right? They're not going to do the conversion. It might be they don't have to. Or like, I don't know, the credit card company will, your credit card will convert from one currency to another for you. It's one of the perks, right? But they'll only do that if you don't have that, you know, that currency already in your account. If you have the currency in your account, they're just going to draw on that currency, something like that, right? Once you have to, it's an added stage, so you might have to justify it. Okay. Now, what about by kiddushin? Okay. So here, the Rashi says, Gabi kiddushin, Kesef ksiv. The shava kesef is Rabbi kekesef. Come on, Yashav Rabbi shava kesef kekesef. Hilchach kekesef ba'inan dikayit. It's fine. So Rashi says you need a makor that shava kesef kekesef by kiddushin. In general, Rashi says bechol duchdi isle shava kesef kekesef. Ah, right. If everywhere shava kesef is kekesef, why by kiddushin do you need a special limud? Why would you? I didn't hear you, Rachel, although you're unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Good. You don't remember
the question? Yeah, it's confusing because these also have a muting button. And then sometimes I get really, whatever. Because the woman has to accept. So therefore, it's like you add an added level. So you need to really learn it out for Kiddushin.
No, I thought I would say the opposite. And that's what the Miri said. The Miri said the opposite. Kiddushin is the easiest. In Kiddushin, all you need to do, right? She accepts. So it should automatically convert, right?
Well, not if we're saying the way to do it ideally is with Kesef, but then Shava Kesef is like a second option. And that, okay, so maybe she will accept it, but that doesn't mean that it's an intuitive because, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that.
I mean, if it's dependent on, if it's like a, you know, it's about her acceptance, I don't know, I'd say her acceptance makes things better, right? If you think that, why would you say, oh no, like, you know, acceptance isn't necessarily good enough or Shava Kesef isn't good enough, except in general, Shava Kesef is Kesef. Well, let's say according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, in Kinyanim, Shava Kesef is obviously Kesef, right? In Ezekiel, it should be kikasef. Why? Because it's value, right? And at the end of the day, right, we care about providing compensatory value. The Sma, right, was very into the idea that kinyan kesef by metaltolin is that you're paying off the value, right, of the object. Obviously, says Taz, that's not relevant to kiddushin, right? So I think Rashi would say, you're right. When it comes to kinyanim, of course, shava kesef kikasef because it's about providing compensatory value. But by Kiddushin, it's a formal Maisikinian, right? And you might need formal money in order to perform the formal Maisikinian, right? If it's a symbolic act, then it might need legal tender, right? So I think that actually makes a lot of sense, right? If Kiddushin Kesef is about a formal symbolic act, then it's a formal symbolic act, which might need legal tender, right? And you have to prove to me otherwise that value is good enough. I think that's very, very reasonable. It makes a lot of sense to me, right? So by Kinyanim, you don't need a Makor. Kiddushin, you definitely need a Makor. If they're the same everywhere, also not so puzzling, right? Because, okay, Shava Kesef is Kesef, so there's no difference, right? But what about this possibility? Let's say Kiddushin doesn't need a Makor. Other things definitely need a Makor. So says the Ran, Ikaman de Amar, Afagav the Shava Kesef ki Kesef, Le'inyan Kiddushin, Hani me, oh, one second. Wait, I skipped too far. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yishlomar, Nei digabe Evan Unizikin, it's Trachinan Kralar Abuye Shava Kesef. Halcha lo tzarech. The Haslam kol chad v'chad v'milsei yitztrech. Ama gabi kiddushin, kivan shehi misratzeis bedavar, v'nichala b'shava kesef, lo tzarech krol l'rabuye. Di misvara islan, d'chol k'hai gav n'shava kesef k'kesef. Why? Balini en mikne b'chol makom sh'shnei misratzeis bedavar misvar v'shitlan d'shava kesef k'kesef. Mihu ikoman d'amar, d'ava gav d'shava kesef k'kesef l'ini en kiddushin, Hani mili metaltolin. I'm a karkos lo. Right? He says, oh, someone says, wait a second. Maybe that's only true for, by Kiddushin. Maybe it's only true by metaltolin, but not by karka. You can't use karka as shava kesef for Kiddushin. Why? Because you can't like hand over the karka. Right? But he says, l'maskana, he says, no, vileisa. וכי אמרינן הסם, דה מחובר פסול בקידושי, אני מילי בקידושי שטר. אבל נסם לקרקע ומחובר בתורס כסף, ודאי מהני. דהוויה כסף, דהוויה דה כסף לא באינן דום ידיציה, שהרי אינה מסקדשס מפני טבעו, she's not מסקדשס because of the stamp on the fact that it's legal tender, right? The stamp on the coin that says it's worth this much, אלא מפני שוויו. But kiddushin, right, it's not that kiddushin is effected, right? Interesting here. The first line of the Ran, there you ready to go. Right, he said, oh, by kiddushin it's obvious because she's misrat nichala b'shava kasef. So obviously, it's going to work, right? Misratis v'nichala, right? So the Pnei Yeshua said what? He said, I don't get it. Of all places in the universe, the one where you would need, right, where you would most need a makor, that shava kasef kikasef, is by kiddushin, right? V'hanir l'anias daiti d'me'olam lo ala al das tosfo shiyesh shum svara b'kiddushin d'shava kasef kikasef, without a pasuk, says the Pnei Yeshua. Like we were saying in Rashi, of course, of all places, kiddushin is the one where we would most require a limud, that shava kasef is kikasef, right? The Ran says the opposite. Of all places, kiddushin is the most obvious that it works. Why? Because she's not mitkadeshet mibnei tivuo. She's not getting married with the coinage or with the currency. Ela mibnei shovio. What I care about, says the Ran, by kiddushin, is not kesef. It's davka sheva kesef, right? By kiddushin, what should we say? Kesef harehu kishava kesef. Why? I mean, that's flabbergasting, right? It flips everything on its head. Until now, we've been assuming that Kesef is the...
Mordechai would say, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Right, exactly. Right? It's. I think it's huge. He just flipped the whole thing on its head, right? He just said, oh, right? Obviously, Shava Kesef works by Kiddushin, because we're not looking for the currency. We're not looking for its legal tender value. We care about, right, the fact, what it's worth. It's shovi, it's value, practically. Its commodity value is way more important to us than its legal value.
That, it makes no sense.
Right? If you were to meet like, Kaddish with a dollar
by a wedding, even more so than in a regular transaction, you would want the monetary value to be something that has legal standing as opposed to just like, I give you a cow. Like, right. That's where you would want your pristine conceptual cow, perhaps.
Exactly. That's exactly what Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua said, right? So what's the Ran saying?
You don't want a pristine conceptual cow.
Right. I think it's a very big, flipping everything. He literally says, by kiddushin, of course you could use karka. Because even though karka might not necessarily convert from shava kesef into kesef, right? Because it's karka and it's tricky stuff. You can't like hand it over. It's not like, it's not necessarily even a commodity. So, but it's definitely something that, has value, right? It's always nice to get land. So you're getting hana, right? It has shovi. So of course, by kiddushin, it'll work. Because by kiddushin, you're not getting married with the legal value. You're getting married with its practical value. And why can you do kiddushin with a dollar bill? Because I can convert it into a soda, right? You're not Mekadesh with the dollar bill. You're Mekadesh with the value of the dollar bill that you could theoretically convert it into a soda or a milkshake, right? So the Ramban is saying it's literally the opposite. It's not that I want the formal Maisa Kinyan. It's that I want to give over Shovi. Why would I want to do that? Oh, right? Really, yes. It's not Shava Kesef.
I guess it's that perhaps this is just my own idea that perhaps it's the whole idea of kiddushin is a representative like thing, as in, as we said, like very early on in the shiurim, like in the beginning, you would just go and find a girl in the street who you liked, and then you would move in together and zo. And this is really just a formalizing this is just a way to formalize that relationship. So you don't really need any sort of value, but what you do need is something representative.
Okay. Why would it be more, why would it be better, meaning representative of the relationship?
Either representative, I guess you need something of value, but you need something that's representative more. You need the representative part of it more than you need the value part of it. As in, you can't just give a nothing, because I guess something like, let's see, you have to set the minimum of, you know, Shevapruta, because less than Shevapruta is not money, or is not anything, but you, but the value of the Shevapruta isn't necessarily what you're looking for. What the Shevapruta is just a minimum of what an item is considered. Like, really, you need the item.
Okay, so I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to corrupt what you're saying a little bit. I like what you're saying in that, right, it's more symbolic. It's not just, it's more representative than symbolic. Why? Because when you give the formal kinyan of what, like kinyan kasef as like a formal maisa iser, so then we would care about the legal tender, right? The Rambam says in a lot of places, and we're going to do this, you know, come up a lot. But the Rambam says, what do I care about? Right? He says, oh, why does Mekadesh B'movah not work? In kan davar kayam lihanos bo. Right? Avrahanaso. Hayala etzlo milva al mashgon. Right? Harehi nehenes b'mashgon me'ata v'harehi gia hana liyada. The Rambam's categories, as opposed to by Kinyanim, which is about did you give her money, did you got and give money, is did you give her hana? Exactly like what the Ran's saying. I don't care so much about the whether or not I gave you legal tender. I don't care if there was a mice and a sina. I care if I gave her hana. It's representative, as Zach was saying. I'm just going to twist it. It's representative of the fact that they have a relationship, right? It's representative of that there's some sort of, right? Some sort of person, some sort of, you know, interaction between them that he, you know, gave her flowers now, right? Made her smile. Ironically, by Kiddushin, it's dafka, the fact that you gave her flowers and you made her smile, and that's the beginning of like a relationship between them. That's what's representative. It's not the formal Maisa Kinyan, the formal Nesinas Kasef. It's that you have a formal representative of the fact that they're beginning a relationship. So he has to give her ana. He has to create Kirub Hadas, right? A sort of, you know, warming of the waters between them, a sort of beginning of diplomatic relations, in a diplomatic overture. So it's like when diplomats give a gift from, you know, their country to the other diplomat. It's a diplomatic overture, right? To begin, you know, warm, friendly, you know, diplomatic relations, which, you know, then eventually they're going to, you know, really get married. And it's representative. Right, but it's representative of this, you know, of a diplomatic overtures, and therefore, says the Ran, right, right, as opposed to this, the Rambam about, right, says dafka kinyan kesef is most piraon, right, but kiddushin is not piraon; it's kesef shel hana. It's about giving her hana, right. So I just want to get back to our chart. Where's our chart? Right, dafka. Right over here, right? The Rashi says, oh, you know, kiddushin is all about being symbolic, so it's more important to have kesef there than other places. The Rambam says, and the Ran says, no, kesef kiddushin is really converting it to shava kesef because you're trying to give her hana. So kesef is something you could do give hana with, but commodities are even better. Giving her flowers is better than giving her 20 shekel. Because you can buy flowers with 20 shekel, so you get hana, but really what you're trying to do is give her flowers. Right? You're trying to give her hana. So the ikar of kiddushin, says the Ran, is dafka the shava kesef. Okay? Now I think that's very gishmak. So on the one hand, we're building on the idea of kinyan kesef, that it's about the interaction between the two people, right? Kinyan kesef is all about this interaction between two parties, but, and not between them and the object, but let's say kinyan kesef is about, right now you've received monetary compensation. Dafka kiddushin is about having received hana. It's a way of giving hana. It's a way of starting the diplomatic overtures. So the Rashi says, It's a form of Isaacinian, so I need to give Kesef. And the Torah says, oh, even Shava Kesef is Kikesef. Says the Ran, I dafka need to give Shava Kesef by Kiddushin, because I need to give Hana. The Torah, you know, yeah, the Torah is also going to say that if I give you $100, you're still getting Hana, still getting a Shmack, right? But when you are giving someone a gift, do you give them $100, right? Or do you give them a bench? There's a famous Seinfeld episode where they're trying to like figure out what to give Elaine. So Jerry gives her, you know, like they know like, oh, she wants like this bench from like an antique store. So he's like, oh, but like, I don't want to like overdo it. So he's like, I'll give her the money. That's like the value of the bench. And like, and the crazy friend like buys her the bench. Right. And she's like really insulted that Jerry gave her a brick of money. Right. And the other one like bought her the bench. Right? Because what do you do when you're giving a gift? If you just give someone money, right? That's not nearly as good as actually buying them an object, which they get hana from, right? And if it's about giving her a gift, it's about the diplomatic overture. So Dafka says, the Ran, Shavah Kesef is the ideal. Kesef is like a backup. Which is also why Bizmaneinu, I think, right? Why don't we give Kesef? We do Kiddushei Kesef with Shavah Kesef. L'chatchila. I think exactly that's why.